Now, major repair works are scheduled for Donegal's highest mountain and workers are being asked to stay clear. Josephine Kelly is project officer with Cords in Haragala and she's on the line to tell us more. Josephine, what's happening on Haragala at the moment and why are repair works needed?
Good morning, Anya. A contractor from Scotland is actually working in Haragala at the moment and they had a helicopter lift there in the last couple of days. Now, unfortunately, the weather wasn't great for them, so they were operating yesterday for a couple of hours and they will be back again on the 21st of August again for a couple of hours. And the main reason for this work is we had a major weather incident back in May where a huge amount of rain happened in a space of about 3 hours. The figures that we've received so far is that about 5 inches of rain fell in the space of about 3 hours. So we're told that would be a significant weather incident in 24 hours, never mind in three. The lake at the base of the mountain rose by 2 feet in the space of 4 hours. So that kind of gives you an indication of the amount of water that fell. So unfortunately what happened is the little stream that runs along the side of the newly constructed path is only like a small stream with a small amount of water normally, but this the torrential rain caused the stream to become a river and it ended up taking some of the embankments with it and carried large boulders of stone down the stream or the river, and it choked it in a couple of places, and unfortunately, the water had nowhere to go but to come up, and it came up over the path and damaged about 200 metres or so of the path. So that repair work is currently taking place now.
It sounds like a huge job of work, particularly given the topography of an Haragala being, you know, Donegal's highest mountain. How long do you think it's all going to take, and will the path be safe then?
Yeah, the work will be taking place over the next 6 to 8 weeks and the path will be open while this work is taking place. So we were really just asking people not to climb while the helicopter was operating. So people will be able to climb, and what we are looking at doing is putting a long-term maintenance plan in place as well, because like as you said, the topography of the area, this is a mountain environment and things will change and these weather events will happen. And we have to make allowances for that. It's not a habitat that is used to carrying large number of people. Like we're estimating that'll be about 40,000 people will climb Haragala this year. So we have to kind of put measures in place that, you know, to ensure that the path is maintained, but also that the surrounding habitat is protected as well.
Well, thank you for filling us in on that, Josephine Kelly, project officer with Cords in Haragala.